This is Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in downtown Toronto. I'm Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The streets of Toronto are not flush with many accessible public bathrooms. With just 182 year-round washroom sites for its 3 million residents. But one advocacy group is trying to change that. The Toronto Public Space Committee is hosting a global design challenge. It's called To the Loo. They're inviting designers, architects, urban planners to find innovative ways to decorate the city in shiny new toilets. Public washrooms in Toronto are few and far in between. Take the South Parkdale neighborhood, for example. It has just one portable toilet. It's down on Lakeshore Boulevard in the Maryland Bell Park by the Toronto shoreline. But you have to cross the Gardiner Expressway to get to it. And it's about a 15-minute walk away from the city center. Now, there are two other washrooms in the area closer to where most downtowners usually hang out. There's one on Queen Street West in Cowan, but it's inside a recreation center, open 12 hours a day, 9.5 hours on weekends. And the other is located in the Parkdale branch of the Toronto Public Library, also with limited hours. So where are the people going when they need to go?
Finding one?
I do have trouble finding public toilets.
Okay. Or if I do, then I duck into like a cafe or a restaurant or something.
Parkdale, like I know like there's the library, there's a couple down by the lakefront, but I don't really think of them as being in the actual neighborhood.
The Toronto Public Space Committee chose the South Parkdale neighborhood west of downtown Toronto as the hypothetical site for the competition. Kara Chalou is one of the organizers on board. She's also a PhD candidate in urban planning, policy, and design at McGill University. Kara says South Parkdale is a low-income area.
It's a neighborhood that has been traditionally underserved. So there's also a lot of concentrated poverty, especially in some of the aging mid-rise and high-rise apartment buildings.
City data finds that more than 30% of South Parkdale residents live in poverty compared to the 20% citywide. And almost 90% of the population are renters. Many of its rental units in high-rise apartments have originally served working-class residents. Parkdale is known for having deep roots in collective organizing and in speaking out on social justice issues like gentrification, evictions, and labor. Kara says they're encouraging applicants to consider the specific conditions of the neighborhood. The committee has been working on washroom advocacy for a couple years now. They're eager to review designs that actually meet the needs of this community.
You know, there's a lot of contentious debate and issues right now about access to washrooms, especially for gender diverse folks, for folks that, you know, are increasingly attacked and marginalized.
Kara says the neighborhood is also adjacent to a lot of major transit roads, considering transit drivers, who also need to use the bathroom.
You have the King and King streetcars. You have the GO train. It's also close to like so much development that is happening. There's Liberty Village, which is like still booming and being developed.
That's why the committee chose this location for their competition. They're asking for two things: for creatives to design one single user toilet and one multi-user washroom hub, a site that would hypothetically be located at the Dufferin King Parkette, with a first place $1,500 cash prize on the line. But this competition is to design a loo that may never happen. Without the city's permission, the washroom sites won't actually get built.
And often the first step to getting things into place is making a plan. So we're kind of pushing the city to start by making a plan for public washrooms. And the design competition came out of this idea to create a public washroom network.
The City of Toronto is taking some concrete action to improve the availability of public washrooms. It's investing just over $50 million towards washroom upgrades for year-round use over the next 10 years. It doesn't include building the washrooms designed through this competition, but they do recognize the importance of the issue. In 2021, the city approved the Accelerated Washroom Enhancement Program. A city spokesperson told our station the Parks, Forestry, and Recreation Department plans to replace and rehabilitate 86 park washrooms by 2034, starting with an opening date this fall in Hyde Park. Kara Chaloux has been pushing city councilors to put a concrete plan in motion since 2019.
We have been engaging with a few members on city council over the desire to create a public washroom strategy, and we're really urging it to be a citywide washroom plan. We are creating this as a fun way to put public pressure to get people engaged and involved.
And her vision isn't just about toilets. Kara says the committee is asking applicants to consider other amenities like water fountains, seating, or outlets for electronic devices, and sites with accessible and inclusive layouts. Kara says the most important thing is to create debate and dialogue around the washrooms in question. She says the lack of alternatives creates barriers, specifically for the unhoused community, gig workers, families, and people with disabilities.
Public washrooms, especially, stigmatized as like potentially gross or dangerous places. So we really want to create conversation around changing our attitudes around this really essential public infrastructure. They need to ensure that these washrooms are along their route, that they're easily accessible when they need them, because sometimes, you know, you need to go kind of last minute. You don't really have time to plan.
May 27th is the final deadline to submit design proposals. The winners will be announced on July 10th. Next week, I'll be talking to Councillor Gord Perks. He's represented Parkdale High Park for almost 20 years. Councillor Perks is an advocate for vibrant public spaces and affordable housing. We'll be asking him what he's doing to address Toronto's public washroom shortage. The music for this episode produced by Robert Johnston. I'm Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.